Good morning, beloved. Thank you once again for joining with me as we begin our day together in God's Word. Today we're in Micah chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Here, Micah denounces those leaders who ignore God's concern for justice, and he speaks out against those prophets who deceive the people. And then again, God's saving words for us this week are justice and peace. So, let's begin reading Micah chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Listen, you rulers of Israel, you are supposed to be concerned about justice, yet you hate what is good and you love what is evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh off their bones. You eat my people up. You strip off their skin, break their bones, and chop them up like meat for the pot. The time has come and you will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer you. He will not listen to your prayers, for you have done evil. My people are deceived by prophets who promise peace to those who pay them, but threaten war for those who don't. To these prophets, the Lord says, prophets, your day is almost over. The sun is going down on you. Because you mislead my people, you will have no more prophetic visions, and you will not be able to predict anything. Those who predict the future will be disgraced by their failure. They will all be humiliated because God does not answer them. But as for me, the Lord fills me with his spirit and power and gives me a sense of justice and the courage to tell the people of Israel what their sins are. Listen to me, you rulers of Israel, you that hate justice and turn right into wrong. You are building God's city, Jerusalem, on a foundation of murder and injustice. The city's rulers govern for bribes. The priests interpret the law for pay, and the prophet gives their revelations for money. And they all claim that the Lord is with them. No harm shall come to us, they say, for the Lord is with us. And so, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field, Jerusalem will become a pile of ruins, and the Temple Hill will become a forest. And God's verse for today is Micah chapter 3, verse 8, where Micah writes, but as for me, the Lord fills me with his spirit and power and gives me a sense of justice. So again, beloved, remember that the 10 tribes of Israel fell first. They were taken off into captivity first, and then later the two tribes of Judah were defeated and taken into captivity, as well as the city of Jerusalem. And so all these prophets are going around proclaiming that nothing bad is going to happen. And God is simply telling them, go ahead and make your money now, because the time is coming when nobody is going to listen to you. Everyone who should be a teacher, who should be a guide to, righteousness, they all have turned to evil and are leading the whole nation into evil. Ah, what a sad situation that is when the people that God has established to lead his people into holiness are the ones that are leading them astray. Let's pray. Lord God, you hear the cries of those who are victims of injustice. Fill me with your spirit and power and give me the courage to speak out against injustice. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Micah chapter 4, where Micah delivers a message of hope. Isn't that exciting? We have all of these messages of gloom and doom and all that that's coming, but remember that God's gloom and doom always leads to his peace and to his blessing. Amen. Well, that's all for us today. Join me tomorrow. And until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.